So before I read the second scripture and share some thoughts with you, just a couple of other points to make. We are fewer in number than usual today, so there are some ways we need to make up for that. And of course, the most important way will happen when the offering happens, right? We need to make up for the absence of the... Okay. All right. So hear these words from the opening words of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of humanity, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God for these words. We're all friends here this morning. I want to share a little bit about some things I learned in seminary. Not a lot of things I learned in seminary, but something very important. I had a seminary professor who taught worship. And he, among other things, he also taught Christian education. But he talked about worship as rehearsing the drama of our salvation. And that has stuck with me. And we think about that drama. First off, that drama begins at the beginning of the church year each year. And the church year does not begin January 1. Who knows when it does begin? The first Sunday of Advent is the beginning of the church year. And that is 4 Sundays before Christmas. So, and Advent is a season that, it, particularly in our culture, and I even think in terms of some of the things that we need to get done before Christmas, gets lost a little bit in our congregation as well. Because where the church year begins is with our recognition of our need. That we in our lives are lacking something. And that need is filled with the coming of Christmas, with God's response. And so the Christmas season is about that. And then there's, depending on when Lent begins, there's a little bit of time where we just kind of focus on the life and teachings of Jesus. But then during Lent, we really focus on Jesus' realization of and preparation for the end and on his death. And then on Easter, we move to recognizing Christ's presence that transcends death. And then following Easter, the rest of the church year, we focus on our life and work in the light of God. So where does Epiphany Sunday fit into this drama? For me, it's about the fact not only that light comes, but somehow we recognize that that light transcends the Christian faith. Now, a lot of people in the past used to just dwell on the fact that if you weren't Christian, you weren't saved, because that light came through Jesus, and Jesus was the start of the Christian church. But I really think Epiphany and the story that is so often associated with Epiphany of the three kings is about people from another land who came and recognized that truth that was in Jesus, but they didn't convert to it. They brought that energy. They brought that light. They recognized its importance. But they were not Christians. So about light. One thing about light, as it shows forth, is the dawning of awareness that it engenders. The second thing is that in all of this mystery that surrounds the Christmas season, there is a presence beyond the simple birth of a child. And then there's some foreshadowing about what it is like for us to live in the light of God. So I titled this morning's few words, Bathed in the Light. And what does that mean? What do we see when we're bathed in the light, when Christina's flashlight is so bright it overwhelms us? Do we see warts and faults and limitations? Probably, but we also see something more. If we're really bathed in the light, we see God in human form. God incarnate in Jesus, in you, in me, in the world. The choir has been singing a few times each year an anthem that we have come to love. And the name of the anthem is Namaste. Now, that is a word of Eastern culture. So again, us thinking about that today on Epiphany Sunday is another way in which East meets West. But that word literally means the divine in me blesses and honors the divine in you. Now, that's a concept that's not uniquely Christian, but it is what Epiphany is about, what being bathed in the light is about, the realization that while God is so vast and so far out there that we cannot imagine how far out God extends, God is also clear in here in each of us. So when I thought about this as I was thinking about what I would say today, a few years after I was in seminary, I got stuck on this idea that someone should start a church that has the sign on the front that says, "The Church of God in Your Name Here." Because that's really what Epiphany is about. It's coming to the realization that God is not totally out there. God is also in here, in each of us. Live in and carry forward the light of God. Amen.